Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Our desire for the weekday meditation is that you might receive peace, power, and direction in your daily walk with the Lord. And I want to encourage you. I really do. I want you to be able to experience the blessing and the joy of what quietude and solitude can bring into your life, because God is always faithful to hear us and answer us. As a matter of fact, Paul writes this wonderful verse in 2 Timothy 2:13 that says, "If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is." The text there gives us a picture that God is always going to be God. There's nothing you can do to make him not be God. And so in the middle of that, the great challenge for us is to recognize he's always faithful. And when we're not, we don't keep running from him. We come back to him because he's always faithful even when we're not. Friend, listen. All of us run. All of us struggle. All of us have a challenge. It's part of our humanity. But friend, because he is faithful, you can return to him day after day, moment after moment, year after year, because he's never going to change. He's always going to remain faithful. I love to go to the beach, but the tides can sometimes be unfaithful, except for one thing. They are going to come and go. We don't know when a storm might come through there. We don't know when there might be an undercurrent there, but we know the tides come and go. Jesus doesn't change. The Lord doesn't change. So today, I invite you to spend some time with him and thank him for his faithfulness in your life. You just tell the Lord, "I am grateful for your faithfulness in," and then finish that sentence. And now tell the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. "God, I'm grateful for," and then just finish that with two things. Now, if you would join me in this prayer. "God, today I want to hear from you. And would you speak into my life how I'm to become a more faithful person? How I might be more faithful to you, how I might be more faithful and trustworthy with those I work with, and especially with my family. God, would you speak into my life great truth, so that I might not just speak in truth, but I might speak in faithful truth." So friend, I'll mind the time, and you tell the Lord what you want to tell the Lord, but then hush in a moment of quietude and solitude and listen to his voice as he directs you further. Well, just a reminder, the text says if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. He is God, and we are not. I'm so grateful you joined me on today's weekday meditation, where you can find peace and power and direction for your life, and trust that you'll hop over to our sister podcast, the Weekday Podcast, to receive a cup of encouragement 5 days a week, 5 minutes a day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's Weekday Podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.